coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. Today's Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. I've got a packed show for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. The first order of business I want to...
Where did the summer go?
Eric the Tech, you know what? I got to start saying hello to you on air more often. How are you today?
You should show your tan lines on air.
My tan lines. That's about the only good thing when you're working in the field, and I'm not talking the field. I'm fields. I'm talking about when you're working out
in that cornfield.
Yeah. When you're actually doing things that require, some hidden covert things.
Farmer's tan.
Yeah. Well, no, actually.
I've got a good farmer's tan.
I took my shirt off because to blend in where I needed to blend in. Anyway, you've got a good tan. And you were on assignment as well.
With my shirt on.
Yeah. Folks, you're going to hear more about things that we are doing behind the scenes soon. Because... Jack Posobiec sent out a tweet, and he said this many, 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 many times before. But yesterday, he sent out a tweet. It's only going to get worse. And I'm here to tell you, ditto, that's exactly correct. It's only going to get worse. A lot of things taking place with respect to human and child sex trafficking, which I'm going to open the show up and just ask if you had the opportunity, folks, to watch Monday's show. If you haven't had that opportunity, please do so. But I ask you really a couple of favors in order of importance. If you watch the show, share it with others. Share it with law enforcement. Share it with everyone you know. How can I put this? I'll just say it. I would like everyone who watches this and is outraged by what they see to contact Fayette County, Georgia, the district attorney's office, very nicely, and ask them to look into this particular case. Ask them to look at all aspects of this case. There's still an open warrant for arrest out on Afia. That's got to go. She fled to Fayette County. Only to Georgia with the expectation for sanctuary, because that's what they do, except when they're connected to Hollywood. This is, folks, we are all in on this case. I cannot tell you the amount of work and the amount of effort that... ShatterOps.org has expended on this, in where this will lead. We, if we are effective, I'll just say this, if we are effective in this, in having the children, Afia's children reunited with her, and I expect to be, the fallout from that will open up a Pandora's box of other things, because of the investigation, I don't want to go too far into this, but you will see people being, in this case, people potentially being perp walked for other similar crimes. and for child trafficking. This case has multiple connections, and this could be one of the keys. So I humbly ask you, share this, share that Monday's program with others. Watch it again if you have to, or if you want to. And also make the phone call politely to Fayette County, Georgia, to the DA's office, to the sheriff's, but specifically to the DA's office, and say, look, there's a problem here between California, between the county in California and your county. And there's some things that went wrong here. It's believed you've been hoodwinked, Fayette County, by the judge in California. Okay, so, and if you didn't see Monday's program, you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about, go back and watch it, and you will understand. And I appreciate those who have made that phone call. I have been notified that it's making a difference. It's beginning to make a difference. You are making that difference. And if we can save one, in this case, if we can save this one, this will open doors to others. I promise you on that. All right. Thank you for that. Again, in order of importance, while you're sharing the Rumble or Brighteon version of this video, that video, or whatever audio you might be listening to, but in this case, the video is important, please subscribe to the Hagmann Report on either Rumble or Brighteon or both. Look, you're not going to get spammed or anything like that, but you'll be able to comment and give thumbs up, thumbs down, you know, whatever, okay? And be notified of the shows. So, and that does help our metrics. It does help in a number of different ways, and I'd really appreciate that. All right. Well, again, as I said, I've got a lot of things to get into right now. It's only going to get worse. Jack Posobiec said that, and I'm here to tell you that's the case. It's only going to get worse. And I wish I had better news for you, but looking at the trajectory of things, we're looking at a potential armed conflict right now on a global level with Russia. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but a lot of weapons, a lot of American armaments and weapons, again, our warehouses are empty in terms of weaponry, have been given to Ukraine, found their way to Ukraine and elsewhere, but also some drone strikes in Moscow by Ukraine. And let's not forget the Nazi party that is fighting in Ukraine. We are backing them. And you have to go back to Obama. And I mean, you can go back into the mid centuries. Okay. But if you go back to Obama and understand what happened with the Maidan Revolution, the color revolution, and move forward, you'll understand why we are where we're at with Ukraine. But the military industrial complex in this country, consisting of both rhinos and leftists, have latched on to the pro-Nazi element in Ukraine to fight Russia. It's hard to believe. I know. And you may be saying, well, that's just stupid talk. No, it's... it's not. All right. Now, let me get into the meat of today's program. I'm going to be talking about the first part about this. I'm going to be talking about the invasion into the U.S. because this is a critical component of taking down the United States. This is just as critical maybe a slot lower than the election theft of 2020 and 2022. And quite frankly, what's going to be happening in 2024 and the election interference and those people in office right now. So I'd like to direct you folks to, by the way, everything we use for this episode, generally speaking, can be found in the episode guide at HagmanPI.com. Not Rumble or Breadion, but HagmanPI.com. And just open up the, click on the title and open up the article. And underneath the video will be all of the videos and pages that we use. And from there, you can read yourself the documents that I cite, watch the videos that we play or reference, and you will be better off for it. I like to do the work so you don't have to do it, of what's really important. So we're going to be talking about invasion of the U.S., why that's so critical right now. And it's really not about votes. They got that handled other ways. This is about the destruction of the United States. Then talking about the indictment by Jack Smith of President Trump. That's going to cover a lot and encompass a lot. So, but first the invasion. I'd like to direct you to page one as listed in the show notes. This is a column that I wrote for Wisconsin Christian News. They put this up as a courtesy column. In other words, this is free. You don't have to be a member of Wisconsin Christian News. But I wish you would be. Get their hard copy newspaper as well as the digital copy. And to keep them, boy, to keep the presses rolling, please do me a favor and please support them, tithe to them, because they are a great organization and they need it because they're experiencing part of the cancel culture, and I'm not going to get into that, but hey, churches don't want to hear this. They don't want this in their churches. Many don't want this paper in their churches. This information to be in there within the congregation. But this is a column that I wrote, and this is not out yet. It will be. But I covered some of this in a previous program, but not to this extent. And I just want to address this. We are being invaded. We are being invaded by the communist Chinese, men of military age. But before I get into that, as I had said in the previous program, since Biden's first day in office, more than 7 million illegal aliens, criminals, have invaded the U.S. through the southern border, and that includes 1.4 million illegals. So, and that doesn't include the gotaways. That does include the gotaways, that 1.4 million. The exact number, however, is expected to be a little bit higher than that. For those people who have a problem with me calling the people illegal or illegals stepping foot into the U.S. Is a misdemeanor the first time. The second time, it's a felony. The Biden Department of Justice, and we can go back to Holder as well, and Obama as well, chose, right now the Biden Department of Justice have chosen not to prosecute, but to facilitate this invasion. For that, they should be tried for treason, in my opinion. The number of criminals who have already invaded the U.S., again, allowed by Biden and that scumbag Mayorkas, exceeds the combined total population of 35 states in America. There are 140 individuals listed on the DHS terrorist watch list for this fiscal year alone. Mayorkas has no idea, Department of Homeland Security, they testified in a congressional hearing, no idea where these 140 terrorists are. They could not account for the location of those 140 potential terrorists. So, just a recap, okay? 7 million illegals, exceeding the combined total population of 35 U.S. states, 140 of those 7 million on the terrorist watch list. No idea where the heck they're at. Mayorkas, you know, with his smug look, smirking during the hearings, congressional hearings, yet saying that the border, they've got the border under control. They don't. And I'm going to explain, or I'm going to show you a few things, where this is coming from and why. And you can read this, the rest of this column. I think it's pretty good. I'll just touch on this. You know, who controls the U.S. Immigration Authority? It's all up to Congress. Congress controls immigration. Not Biden, but Congress. But Biden is unilaterally doing things that Congress could stop, but they're not. Gee, is there any surprise there? Okay. I call out Biden and his regime of communist central planners, ignoring the law, the Constitution, because, again, the immigration authority exists in the U.S. Constitution. In Article 1, Section 8, which states in part, Congress shall have the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and to make all laws that shall be necessary and proper for the carrying into execution the foregoing powers. In other words, it's up to Congress to decide the immigration process or the naturalization process. And naturalization is a process of a foreign national in the U.S., referenced as an alien. And again, when the Constitution was written, they expected this to be a lawful country, a moral country, because the Constitution is ill-equipped for any unlawful or immoral government. But that's referenced in Section 101A3. Of the Immigration and Nationality Act. Folks, you can look this up. It's all in this column. You can read this column. It's pretty comprehensive, and it gives you up-to-date numbers. All right. Now, my question is, what's the end-game objective? If we go to page 2, I just want to make sure this... Not page 2. Sorry about that. Page or PDF 4, Migration in the 2030 Agenda. There is a paper that was published there. There was a paper and still is a paper that was published in 2017 by the United Nations International Organization for Migration. Folks, download this and read this because it gives you the entire plan of what they want to do. Look, they want a billion, think about this, a billion people to come into the United States. Are you hearing me on this? What's our population? 330 million? They want to get that up to a billion, I should say. The plan for the United States, and really all countries, as directed by the United Nations and the NGOs, is in that book. The link will be at HagmanPI.com in the program description box for today. And One of the things, now we can go to page two, and this, see, I believe Steve Quayle mentioned this. I'm not sure, but it was mentioned on our program at some point. Did you know that in Illinois, aliens can become police and arrest Americans? Okay, this is an important article, and this is an important point, because this is part of the modus operandi. This is part of the MO. This is what you can expect as an American-born citizen of the country. This is going to be who's going to be knocking or pounding through your doors to take your guns, to enslave you, to act as agents of the state, when in fact they're agents of the globalist United Nations and other NGOs, to force you into camps if you refuse the woke poke, for example, or the jabs, or for whatever reason they desire. This article states that more than 130 bills were signed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. And Pritzker is a globalist supreme, along with his members of his entire family. He held a bill signing ceremony for a measure bringing about mandatory supervised release for the state's criminal justice system. He also announced in a news release he signed a measure prohibiting the use of electronic cigarettes in public spaces. Okay, separately, he signed another 95 House bills and 39 Senate bills. Some take effect immediately and so on. And again, you can read this. The link will be in the program description box. But the meat of this, and this is from a CBS report last month as well, a bill that would allow non-U.S. citizens to become police officers in Illinois is now on his desk. Federal law states that only U.S. citizens can serve as police officers and deputies, but Illinois House Bill 3751 would change that for immigrants who are work eligible under federal law. You think it's going to be your neighbor? Remember, you know, the Mayberry kind of feeling where your neighbor was a police officer? No, that's going to all change if they have their way. It's going to be people whose, this will be their second country, third country, whatever. Their English may or may not be their second language. These are going to be people foreign to our soil that will be enacting unlawful orders, in many cases, against you and I. This is all part of the process of the, really, the murder of our republic. You know, the article states, the bill sponsor called it a natural progression. Now that some undocumented immigrants can become healthcare workers and military members, of course they can. But an opponent claims giving non-citizens the right to arrest a U.S. citizen would be a breach of democracy. Look, I don't like the word democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a republic, democratic republic, if you prefer. If you have to, you throw democracy or democratic in there. But we're a constitutional republic, representative republic. But this law, it's not a law in Illinois right now. The transformation of America has nearly been complete. This is an article from July 31st by Kerry Donovan. And again, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Treason. We are watching treason unfold before our very eyes. I want to show you this video. This is from Muckraker, the Muckraker Report. This is well done. And of all of the videos about the illegal invasion, I want you to pay really close attention to this one. This one here references the exact blueprint with regard to the Chinese invasion. Look, if you think that it's just, you know, these poor migrants from Central and South America coming over here. You're absolutely wrong. Men of Chinese military age are being flown to Quito, Ecuador, and from there proceeding through the Darien Gap up through Mexico, of course, Panama, Mexico, into the United States. And these are the people who we're going to be facing and have to deal with. Please watch this. This is clip one, video one, in the report or in the episode notes. Chinese invasion blueprint exposed. This by Muckraker report, and it's lengthy, but it's important. Here it is.
In 1999, two colonels of China's People's Liberation Army published the book Unrestricted Warfare, which explains how the United States could be defeated in a military confrontation by using a combination of unconventional warfare methods. Unrestricted warfare is fought on an omnipresent battlefield and transcends the boundaries of conventional military tactics. Every means necessary to achieve victory is considered, including financial, information, and guerrilla warfare techniques. Currently, another form of unrestricted warfare, that is, weaponized migration, can be seen at the southern border. Month after month, thousands of military-aged Chinese nationals are crossing into the United States illegally. As you will soon see, some of these illegal aliens served in the Chinese armed forces, others are conducting weapons training inside the United States, and all have followed the same blueprint for infiltrating America. Muckraker.com has obtained a never-before-published document circulated among Chinese illegal aliens, which offers a clear blueprint on how to navigate to the United States illegally and how to exploit the asylum system, achieve refugee status, and become embedded in America. This investigation by Muckraker.com exposes how the Chinese are invading the United States without firing a single shot. Our story first starts with the Chinese TikTok app known as Douyin. A brief search reveals hundreds of videos featuring Chinese heading to the United States illegally. Consider this video, an animated map which details the route to the United States. This information is out in the open for anyone in China to find. Our informer, whom we'll refer to as Mr. X, traveled the same path to reach America. He told us that his family was inspired to travel to America after discovering some of these videos in China. We met Mr. X while inside the Darien Gap, the strip of land connecting North and South America where most of the Chinese illegals come through. The unpublished document provided to us by Mr. X describes the route from Quito, Ecuador to the United States border in painstaking detail. Key pieces of information are included to facilitate the illegal journey, such as where to purchase fake permits in Mexico, how much to pay smugglers, how to avoid detection by immigration authorities, and more. The document, titled Ivy Global Travel Guide, appears to have been written by a woman named Ivy, and included WeChat contacts for both Ivy and Ivy's assistant. We reached out to Ivy and the assistant directly. Ivy was able to provide some immigration information, but denied any knowledge of the document. Ivy's alleged assistant said that he lived in China and had no idea who Ivy was. We were subsequently blocked by both Ivy and the supposed assistant. Although we cannot confirm who wrote the document, it is clear that whoever did was a well-versed expert on the matter. The full document, which can be found on Muckraker.com, goes on for over 100 pages, explaining the U.S. asylum system and how to exploit it. We will get to that in a moment. From 2021 until the creation of this video in July of 2023, over 80,000 illegals from China have entered the United States. One of these 80,000 people is Chen Xiaotian. According to Radio Free Asia, Chen flew from China to Turkey to Quito, Ecuador, where he then joined other Chinese nationals headed to the United States via the route through the Darien Gap. On June 16, 2023, Chen posted a tweet of himself crossing the U.S. border. Just 5 days later, on June 21st, Chen posted a video of himself conducting weapons training in the desert. Then there is Ziyasin Li, who also flew from China to Ecuador, then marched to the United States. According to VOA News, Mr. Li crossed into the United States in February 2023 and reached Albany, New York a week later. Shockingly, it appears as if Mr. Li served in the Chinese Armed Forces. In this photo, Mr. Li can be seen wearing a Type 07 uniform, a military uniform worn by both the People's Liberation Army and the People's Armed Police Force, a Chinese paramilitary organization. Mr. Li, who appears to go by the alias Pipaloo, links the website Yemen101.com in his Twitter bio. Yemen101 is a website which provides critical intel for other Chinese illegal aliens who are heading to or have reached the United States. The intel published on Yemen101 includes popular illegal immigration routes, how to prepare for the trek across the Darien Gap, how to get a U.S. driver's license, how to gain asylum in the U.S., and more. Finally, there is Mr. X, who crossed into the United States in April 2023. He warned us that the Communist Chinese police are in America and will kidnap those who speak out against the CCP.
Yeah, because, you know, I said something against the CCP, right? So they will find me and kidnap me. You know, this information I get from my friend. We were in McAllen, you know, we were detained by the U.S. officers together. And sometimes we go outside and we can chat. You know, he told me that you cannot say anything against the CCP. If you do that, you know, someday the Chinese from the station, you know, police station in the U.S., they will find you and kidnap you. Usually they will disguise themselves, you know, knock the door and say, open the door, we are FBI. But when you open the door, wow, it's Chinese police, not FBI. And firstly, they will warn you. If you continue to say something against the CCP, you're going to be over.
The fears of Mr. X are not unwarranted. Even the mainstream media acknowledges that the CCP runs overseas police stations across the globe, and China loyalists are living throughout America. Consider this man, who claims to be from Hunan province and is currently living in Los Angeles. In this video, he can be seen saluting the so-called motherland. In the event of a conflict between the United States and China, which side do you believe he would support? This question becomes all the more important when we consider that this man has been weapons training in America. Although we are not sure how or when this individual entered the country, plenty of others with a similar allegiance have undoubtedly penetrated America's porous southern border and joined the ranks of Chinese loyalist networks. Once inside the United States, individuals attempt to gain political asylum in order to avoid repatriation to China. Although there are some legitimate asylum seekers fleeing persecution, there is an ongoing racket of Chinese so-called refugees working with Chinese lawyers to fabricate fictitious asylum claims. Consider this man, who offers immigration consultation service.
Folks, watch the rest of it, but our assets, and thanks for your support, thanks to your support, or because of your support, we have assets at the southern border who have told us that they have found virtually, well, not the same, but very similar documents in Russian, in Arabic, and other languages. And we also have the very same assets have found areas where this target practice, shooting paramilitary training, is taking place around the southern border. So Mayorkas, that scumbag, is allowing this, but not just allowing it, but facilitating it along with the communist, Biden communist regime. And think about this in the context of, oh, did you hear about that mysterious Chinese lab founded in Fresno? In, to be precise, Reedley, California, 900 mice chimeric viruses, including COVID-19, making, by the way, where they were making in this warehouse, abandoned warehouse, COVID-19 tests and pregnancy tests. But they also had viruses, lethal viruses, including COVID-19, including some STDs, including some MERS and SARS. You're not hearing the whole story on the news. This is bad. This is a Bio4 level lab that's in an abandoned warehouse in Fresno. Meanwhile, the CCP are allowed to have offices still in New York City and up in Canada and in other cities where they are not just clamping down on the infiltrators, the invaders that speak out against the CCP, but they are helping them in ways to take down the United States pursuant to the book Unrestricted Warfare. Why did I mention this? Well, obviously, this is one of several pillars to take down the United States. The other pillar happened again yesterday. And this is not going to end well. None of this is going to end well, but in particular, this won't end well. And with me to talk about this is Randy Taylor. That's rt@hagmanpi.com, if you wish. He's got an article posted at HagmanPI. I would urge everyone to read that article. It goes into some of the historical and the background, more recent background, of this New World Order agenda, this one world government agenda, and how certain elements fit into other elements, and how everything is pretty much connected, as we've always said. But yesterday, Special Counsel Jack Smith unsealed a criminal indictment of President Trump for protesting the results of the 2020 election. In case you missed it, the four alleged criminal counts are, first, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. And secondly, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Third count, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. A little redundancy there, isn't it? And number four, conspiracy against rights. You know what I didn't see in there? Anything about January 6th. But we'll talk about that more. Randy Taylor, how are you, sir?
First of the world's gone to Hades, but I'm good.
Can you believe all of this?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting back in the background just watching the videos with you. And the Chinese thing, we've known about that for a while.
Yes.
We've known that we're being invaded at the southern border. This isn't just about, you know, drugs and trafficking of children. This is a literal invasion of the United States.
Correct.
And when these people amass and decide to do battle, you've got enough already in the country, they could easily take over a city. They could easily take over nuclear power plants. They could easily... you have a standing army in the United States. That's not ours. And I don't think people are getting that. I don't think people understand that. I wish I was just 20 years younger and in good health.
I said the same thing yesterday.
I really do, Doug. I really wish I was 20 years younger and in good health. I would be out there taking these people to task. The most I can do anymore. I mean, my fingertips are so numb I can hardly type most days. Trigger finger still works, but I'd get gunned down halfway there. This thing in Illinois, you and I were talking about that.
That's right.
It was, yeah, we were talking about it there. And I had mistakenly said it was a mayor that did it. It was not a mayor, it was a governor.
That's correct.
And
the state legislature threw a bill, and it's on Pritzker's desk. But Pritzker, people don't have a clue about Pritzker. Go ahead.
Who dreams this crap up, Doug?
Well,
how could you? But I'm saying, as an American, and all right, and we know the globalists are there. We know that they're buying these people off. I would like to know what the sales pitch is. That's what I'm not. You know what I mean? What
I was told, just real quick, I was told that the first seat at the table, get us in, and you'll be made, a commandant, if you will, or you'll have a position. When in fact, just like the Viet Cong, that they're going to be the first to go.
Oh yeah, they're not going to get a position of anything except prone.
Exactly.
Anybody that believes, or supine,
if you prefer,
anybody that believes these people is making deals with them is a fool. Absolutely a fool. These type of people cannot be trusted. To even think you can make a deal with the devil and come out on top. You're wrong. They have to know that. Apparently they don't. Apparently they don't care. Maybe they think that their families will be safe. No one's safe. Exactly. No one is safe. And especially with China.
I do know this. We're talking about the United States, but I know that Canada has permitted Chinese military operations, Chinese massing military, what'd you call them, regiments? I don't know.
Yeah.
But hey,
Italians. They are in trouble. Canada's been sold.
Yeah.
Canada's been sold. They're talking about an election. Okay, great. So they do that. I don't know how much power has been lost within the country. Things are bad. Things are very, 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 very bad. But this southern border is what really concerns me. What concerns me is even an idiot left liberal would have to look at the situation of the United States and why is the southern border open and why is the northern border closed? That would raise questions if you were doing it on a piece of paper and trying to explain that to a child. First thing a child would ask you, why is this one open?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just screams of problems. And I sit there and I read, you know, you want to get a good gauge of the stupidity in America, go on Twitter and read what these leftists post. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of the people that are with the left and hate Donald Trump and that in Canada love Justin Trudeau and all, they have no idea how government even works. There's leftists and a good chunk of them on Twitter that honestly think the conservatives are the ones ruining Canada. Conservatives haven't made a rule in 8 years. Conservatives haven't done passed the law, haven't done anything because they're outnumbered.
Yeah. Yeah.
These people don't even understand what's going on in their own government. They're so indoctrinated. This is we talked about this before. We talked about this so many times. It makes me want to put my fist through a wall. The indoctrination of America.
Yes.
The programming of America. People have been programmed. They literally, when CNN went to 24-hour news cycles, the programming went into full speed.
Absolutely.
That monotonous drone in the background. And anybody that knows anything about psychology, how the brain works, subliminal programming. You don't have to be listening to CNN, but when it's on at the doctor's office and you're talking with your wife, CNN's still playing and you're still absorbing it. Your subconscious is still picking it up.
Yep.
And people don't get that. In the elevator, when you go into if I went into a bar and CNN was on, I'd probably flip out. You know what I mean? Especially after I watch these videos, and I'm glad he let me sit back and watch the videos before I came in today, before I came on. The we are surrounded by stupid people.
Well, you know, so we are, stupid we're, masses, but I'll tell you what, the people organizing this are the UN, the NGOs, the WHO.
They're geniuses. They're geniuses.
And those, yeah, exactly.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's the idiots down here that have voting cards.
That's right.
There's where stupid lies. The people that, you know, that march with BLM out in the street, there's where stupid lies. They ought to just issue them a stupid card. Who's that comedian? He's the Bill Engvall.
Yeah.
Used to say, here's your card. You know, when somebody did something stupid, he nailed it because we're surrounded by them. And I really am in fear. And I asked my wife last night, I said, honey, I've always firmly believed that sometimes when we're doing good and for the sake of for everyone, that we have to protect these stupid people from themselves. And she said, you're absolutely right. I just needed to hear it again. We have to protect them from themselves.
And yet when they come out with masks or when they back the mask mandates or the lockdowns and such, okay, they've got no idea what they're doing by following those orders or social distancing. What's wrong with you people?
And that's a simple thing. And what I would say next time, because they're going to do it again.
Yeah. Okay. 100%.
They're going to do it again. The next thing, too, to look out for are climate lockdowns.
That's right.
We're starting to smell this coming down the pike. Okay. It's in the channel, so to speak. Okay. Climate lockdowns. There's also, they're working on obviously new variants of this and that and all. And listen, folks, the best thing to do is when they say that you're on a climate lockdown or we've got another COVID thing, go out anyway. If they say you can't drive your car, drive your car.
Civil disobedience is mandatory.
Civil is a beautiful thing. And right now, let's just see if we can get away with that and collectively do that before we talk about going to war with anyone. Okay. Let's start with some simple stuff, though. Civil disobedience. Agreed?
Yeah, 100% agreed.
Just get people doing that.
Okay. Go ahead, brother. So in that frame of mind, this is a beautiful segue because the people in power right now, the Biden regime, which again is the Obama Biden regime.
Yeah.
And this is important to realize. There's two videos here that you and I need to go show together. And again, these are the most important videos about this that I found and the most informative. Or at least one of the two is. One is a news brief, and that is video number two, Eric the Tech. If you can queue up video two in the show notes, go to HagmanPI.com and open up today's episode. But the Bidens need to retain power. The Bidens, the Biden regime, and all with them, the Obamas, the all of the associates, which you're going to see after that, who these people are. Think back to Obama Holder, that Department of Justice, how out of control that was. Okay, now, the Jack Smith, as a special counsel, unsealing a grand jury indictment, had a press conference yesterday. And as I mentioned earlier, the four alleged criminal counts. Okay, this is all conspiracy. This is stuff that is one more of more to come. And the intent here is to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. If they can't do it nationwide, the blue states will come out, the secretaries of state and the blue states will come out and say, oh no, we're not going to put you on the ballot. And this is going to disenfranchise a lot of conservatives. This is not about Donald Trump. I don't care. Like him, hate him. I don't care. This is about making a mockery of our Constitution. But let's play real quick as kind of a basis for the remainder here of what Jack Smith announced yesterday. And we'll pick this apart in the next video is really interesting. But here's the basis for the indictment. Here it is.
Good evening. Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. The indictment was issued by a grand jury of citizens here in the District of Columbia, and it sets forth the crimes charged in detail. I encourage everyone to read it in full. The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election. The men and women of law enforcement who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are heroes. They are patriots, and they are the very best of us. They did not just defend a building or the people sheltering in it. They put their lives on the line to defend who we are as a country and as a people. They defended the very institutions and principles that define the United States. Since the attack on our Capitol, the Department of Justice has remained committed to ensuring accountability for those criminally responsible for what happened that day. This case is brought consistent with that commitment, and our investigation of other individuals continues. In this case, my office will seek a speedy trial so that our evidence can be tested in court and judged by a jury of citizens. In the meantime, I must emphasize that the indictment is only an allegation and that the defendant must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. I would like to thank the members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who are working on this investigation with my office, as well as the many career prosecutors and law enforcement agents from around the country who have worked on previous January 6th investigations. These women and men are public servants of the very highest order, and it is a privilege to work alongside them.
Yeah, bite me. Okay, you can turn it off. That was essentially the entire the meat of the announcement. Randy Taylor, I downloaded and read the 45-page indictment last night. Okay, and nowhere in the indictment is anything criminally alleged relating to January 6th, the events at the U.S. Capitol that he just emphasized. The whole presser was about that, about January 6th and about the heroes there, and you know how. But nothing in the indictment addresses January 6th. Therefore, this is lawfare. The absence of a criminal charge, like seditious conspiracy or insurrection, when you look at that press conference, as outlined by Smith himself, okay, people have to ask themselves, well, wait a second, what about the January 6th? He never mentioned, or it's not in the indictment. So this is lawfare in action. Why would you emphasize January 6th but not charge? The reason? The Department of Justice, the FBI, they don't want to risk the discovery and evidence that would be found. The coordinated government activity of January 6th, that's why. And he knows that he's way out there with lawfare in an effort to criminalize the legal and the constitutional challenge to an election outcome. The Democrats did it in 2000. The Democrats have done it, I think, in every presidential election since then. And they most assuredly did it in 2016. And they also had alternate slates of electors, the Democrats did. But when we do it, those alternate slates of electors get arrested and charged with crimes that are a bunch of BS. So, what do you think of that? What'd you think of his demeanor?
I can't stand the guy. I can't just stand him. When I look at him, I get nauseated. He's everything that's wrong with the justice system.
Exactly.
And what he's doing, you know, reminds me back when we were doing counterterrorism work. Remember how they always Bin Laden and 9/11, Bin Laden, 9/11, Bin Laden, 9/11.
Yes.
But if you actually looked at a wanted poster from the FBI for Osama bin Laden, nowhere on that wanted poster did it mention 9/11.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It just, for some reason, that jumped out at me when you were just going over that. This is political persecution. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's shameful.
Well, okay.
This is absolutely, it's shameful. It's un-American. And even people that don't like Donald Trump should look at this. You know, like fat asses like Rob Reiner. Okay. They need to look at this and they need to remember, if they can do it to a man like Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. Anybody. For any reason. Left or right.
Yep.
And as an American, you sit there and you think about it. You know, you go through life and you think, you know, you're relatively safe. You know, you think, oh, I'm relatively safe. Now you have to worry. I know, like when I travel, I worry if I get pulled over.
Of course.
Is this just going to be a traffic ticket? Or, you know, am I going to get Jack Smith? You know what I'm saying? We wonder this, and it sounds stupid to a lot of people. A lot of people would say, oh, well, you know, you're overplaying. No, I'm not overplaying it. No, I've seen this show mentioned in documents that I never thought I would see. And then Doug's name mentioned in documents that, and, you know, I just, listen, we're in trouble.
I expect, Alex Jones yesterday had a solemn announcement about them shutting InfoWars down. And they're going to do it through a couple of loophole backdoor manners. I do suspect that to be very possible. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we are under the same attack, not as vicious as Alex Jones, but we're under the same type of an attack. And theirs had nothing to do with Sandy Hook, but they're springboarding off of Sandy Hook, the trials there.
They're using that as fuel, as you know how you go to court, you're not supposed to mention a previous trial.
That's right.
Well, they're mentioning a previous trial with Alex, you know, and they're forever going to throw that in his face, right, wrong, or otherwise. He's been condemned as guilty, and they'll always say that's what it was, and blah, blah, blah. And it's, you know, when they come after us, they're going to come after us. It's going to play out however it's going to play out. But I would like to think that if they came and snagged us, that you people would get upset. I would like to think that, you know, maybe a couple of lawyers in our listening audience might pick up the phone and call. I would like to think that someone might think about posting our bond. I would like to think these things, but I don't know. And we go through life and we think, you know, we look, it's a two-tier justice system. And once they pick you as a target, you're going to have a hard time getting out of it.
And that's where Randy Taylor, myself, others, I'm not going to mention by name because it just wouldn't be prudent, but look,
and we wonder, over. Yeah, and we sit here and we wonder why exactly haven't they been here?
Well,
you know, why? And
we've been, it's hard to collectively say. We've been notified, but they haven't pulled the trigger on actual demands of documents and such.
Why not? I don't know. But I sit here and I look at that, and I look at, like, this DA down there in Georgia that's indicted, you know, putting charges on Trump.
Yep.
Or a phone call. This is getting so ridiculous. And the sad part is the left is like, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're that tainted that you want to see an American citizen put through a grinder in a two-tier justice system and abused? Are you kidding me?
Well, Donald Trump is an imperfect man, as we all are.
Yes.
And certainly an imperfect president, but a president of divine providence. Okay. And I think, look, that's all I'm going to say about Donald Trump. But I'm going to show you this, and then this will be the last video, and then the remaining part is dissecting what this next video clip, what Mark Levin says. He's going to address the indictment, and he's going to show a couple of charts, and after the charts, we can cut it. But take a look at these charts, because names that will be familiar to you are contained in this. And then I want your take on this, Randy Taylor. Let's go to clip. This would be video 3. This is a hit job. Go ahead.
I've done a lot of research on a number of issues that I want to cover with you in my opening statement. But first, there's a lot been said about these new indictments that have been brought against President Trump, a superseding list of indictments. And I want to get into this so-called superseding list a little bit later. But that said, what everybody's missing here is President Trump didn't delete a single video. How do I know that? I read this indictment. He is charged with trying to get employees to delete videos, attempted to delete Mar-a-Lago security footage sought by the grand jury investigating the mishandling of government records. So these records were not deleted. They have all the video, over 9 months worth of video. So what they're doing here is piling on with a he said, he said. They're trying to get somebody to flip one of these individuals, a maintenance man, an IT person, you know, the little people they're going after. Because the truth is, the rest of their case is very, very vulnerable. This is vulnerable too, in my view. But it's very, very vulnerable. I want to get into that in a second, but before I do, I want you to look at this chart to demonstrate to you that when Merrick Garland said, we're going to have a special counsel, the purpose of a special counsel is to have a prosecutor who's outside main justice to bring in fresh faces, fresh blood, so you don't have a conflict of interest or an appearance of a conflict of interest. It's not to set up your own federal government law firm with unlimited resources, 60 prosecutors and investigators to target a former president of the United States. And that's exactly what's taken place. Jack Smith was sent to The Hague because he was a lousy, overzealous, failed prosecutor who formerly headed the public integrity section of the Department of Justice. And I want to get into this. Who was Jack Smith? He was chief of the public integrity section from 2010 to 2015. Who did he report to ultimately? Eric Holder. And you're going to see Eric Holder has a lot to do with a lot of the people who are now involved in hunting down Donald Trump. He served under Attorney General Eric Holder. He oversaw the IRS targeting of the Tea Party during the Obama administration. He oversaw the failed, ultimately, prosecutions of Governor McDonnell, of Senator Menendez, of Senator Edwards. He worked with FBI Director James Comey as head of the Public Integrity Section. He worked with FBI General Counsel Andrew Weissman, who you're quite familiar with, as head of the Public Integrity Section. Does this sound like a man who is independent from the Department of Justice? Does it sound like a man who's independent from the Democrat Party? He was chosen on the recommendation of Lisa Monaco, the Deputy Attorney General, who had multiple positions, senior positions, in the Obama Department of Justice, also primarily under Eric Holder. Her deputy, Marshall Miller, worked with Smith for years in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn and recommended Smith to Monaco, as the story goes, who in turn recommended Smith to Merrick Garland. Out of all the people they could have chosen in America, They go to The Hague to bring back Smith because he's a hitman. Judge Beryl was the judge who oversaw all these motions that were filed by the Trump lawyers and the government. She ruled 100% against Donald Trump, 100% for the government. And she's since retired, but the damage is done. Who's Judge Beryl? How? She worked for former Democrat Senator on the Hill, Patrick Leahy, for 10 years. That was her claim to fame. And she, of course, was appointed by Obama. And let's go through several more of these people. We have a gentleman by the name of David Harbach. He is typically the chief litigator for Smith. He's known him a long time. Former special counsel to FBI Director James Comey. I'm trying to show you the incestuous relationship. These people coming out of Maine Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, mostly Democrats, Democrat operatives. They've known each other for decades. So have many of the judges who were appointed. They come out of Maine Justice and so forth and so on. This is why Republicans don't have a chance when they're caught up in something involving the Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, in the District of Columbia. They don't have a chance. The grand juries are chosen from a population that voted 5% for Trump, 93% for Biden. And the courts, I'll get to in a minute, lopsided Democrat, lopsided Obama and Biden. More about this fella, Harbach. He's a real nasty bird. He served with Jack Smith in the public integrity section, top official there. He prosecuted Bob McDonnell, John Edwards, and Bob Menendez. And he was in a Florida courtroom the other week making outrageous arguments in front of Judge Cannon, who I've had second thoughts on. I actually think she's now doing a pretty good job as I read all the transcript and so forth. She's actually doing a pretty good job. Let's see how it turns out overall. She's not one of these D.C. judges, which I'll get to in a second. We have Jay Bratt. Who's Jay Bratt? Jay Bratt's been a justice a long time. He got a special award from Eric Holder several years back. He's the chief of counter intel and customs and all the rest of it. He's a former assistant U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. He's directly involved in the Mar-a-Lago search. He argued strongly for the search warrant, for the FBI raid. He's over the top. He is. He knows very few bounds. He was in that same Florida courtroom the other week with Harbach. These are the people who Smith has brought in. He is accused by Stanley Woodward, who represents the co-defendant to Donald Trump, of extortion. He is accused of waiving a federal judgeship in front of this attorney who is trying to become a federal judge in Washington, D.C., for favorable testimony from a client against Donald Trump. The fact that this guy shows up in a federal courtroom in Florida without that being resolved is unbelievable to me. But that's who he is, another hitman. Then we have Raymond Hustler, another guy that comes out of the public integrity section. So what Jack Smith did is he brought all of his guys back, all the people who have abused the law in the past, all the people who have abused and targeted individuals and turned them into defendants in the past. He's brought them all into his special independent counsel office. All come out of Maine Justice. Most come out of the Holder regime when he was there. He hired Harbach. He was involved in the McDonnell, Edwards, Menendez cases as well. Who is Julie Edelstein? She's a deputy to Brett. Julie Edelstein interned for whom? Representative Benny Thompson. Okay. Who's Mary Dorman? Mary Dorman clerked for former Chief Judge Beryl Howe. How the hell was she on the case with a conflict of interest like that? Doesn't matter. So there she is, a prosecutor in the case. Timothy Dury. Who is he? He's another hunter. He donated to the 2020 Biden campaign. Well, what about that? Isn't that a serious issue? You would think it would be, right? And there's more. This is what I found after many hours of investigation. And the funny thing,
folks, I would urge you to watch the clip in its entirety. Go to HagmanPI.com. Open today's episode description box and watch that. That is a critical. What we try to do is bring you the most concise, to the point information so you don't have to hunt around yourself looking for what the truth is out there. This is a hit job, and I got worse news for you. More is coming. What Randy Taylor, what you said about Georgia, you just wait. More is coming, and it's going to be absolutely debilitating for President Trump, and no one is coming to our rescue. Go ahead, sir.
What I admire about the man, he just lets it roll off him.
Oh, yeah.
What I admire about the man is they pile more indictments on him, more charges. His crowds get bigger at his rallies. You know what? CNN said, apparently, last week, there's a very real possibility that Donald Trump may be the next president.
Yeah, I saw that.
Stop and think about that. They are realizing, because I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be, I think this time around, if there is a 2024 election, because you got to understand something. If they think that they're going to lose everything and there's no way to stop Trump, we don't know what these guys will pull. We don't know what they're going to pull. I will say this, and I said this in that article that I wrote. We've said it on the show, and I mean it. The reason you can't take down the U.S. is because we're armed.
Yep.
And look, I know nobody's doing anything right now. There's not little, killings here and bombings here. We don't do business that way. Okay, one, we've never hurt an innocent. That's not what a patriot does.
That's right.
We don't do innocence. We don't do innocence. We're not like BLM and Antifa and this other garbage, or even our Justice Department, which, as far as I'm concerned, is no different than the Antifa leadership. The Justice Department is no different than the BLM leadership. The Justice Department is pig's work. You're criminals. You're on the wrong side of the bars, man. These people are committed. As soon as that Jack Smith opened his mouth, he committed a crime. And that little thing about, and we have to assume that he's innocent until he's proven guilty. I'd have went over the podium at him. These are the kind of people I can't be around because I'm old and I'm stupid and I'm stubborn. And I am stupid that way. I'm dumb that way. Okay. If I was in a bar with Jack Smith, I guarantee one of us is going to jail before the night's over.
Oh, man. I would never let you enter a bar if I knew Smith was there.
And I was laughing because our wives always keep us in track, and they have to constantly remind us that we're old men.
That's true.
And be thankful we're old men. Be thankful we're old men.
But there are people listening to this who aren't old, who aren't infirmed,
right? And that's the ones we're leaning on, you folks. Listen, Jack Smith and this David Warbeck.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen, people, anybody that's out here and hears us, and if you're in the D.C. area, these two guys, Jack Smith and Warbeck, they should never have a peaceful meal.
Well, none of those
are
on that chart.
Do we have listeners in D.C.? That's what I want to know. I'll know by tonight if we have listeners in D.C.
On the outskirts.
Because I'll tell you right now, all it takes is 10 people to go down into Washington, D.C., wait till these jackasses leave DOJ. And I'm not talking about breaking the law here. I'm talking about staying within the law, but getting in their faces.
What Maxine Waters said.
Exactly what Maxine Waters said. We discussed this on the show, and I am convinced that it has got to be part of our tactics. We've got to drop the Mr. Nice Guy thing.
Yep.
We are too damned polite. And I know that it's beware of the wrath of a patient man. I get that. I know that. I live by that. Okay? My old man, one of the first lessons he taught me, beware of the wrath of a patient man, because when he blows, no, you've never seen anything like it. And the thing is, we've got to start holding these people to task. You cannot go arrest Jack Smith. You can't go beat him up. You can't go throw shit at his house, okay? But you can bother him when he's eating. You can take longer crossing the crosswalk when he's in his car than it takes normally. There's a lot of ways to let this guy know that we're on to him and we're done with him without breaking the law. I'm not asking you to break the law.
No.
No, we're not asking that. But ladies and gentlemen, when you're off and doing your thing, I'm not there to guide you either. Okay, remember that.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not there to guide you. But listen,
in this case, color within the lines, because you don't want to be
stay within the lines of the color book. Listen, these people should never have a peaceful meal. If they go to a gym, they should never have a peaceful workout. Whatever they do when they're not working should never be peaceful. Let their children know that their dad is a butt. That's all I'm going to say as far as there's a lot of words
And people might take issue with that, but
if you stand outside the kid's school and say, Jack Smith sucks.
No. But what you said, though, I think is important because, okay, what's at stake here? When I began the program, I wanted to kind of get through the stuff that you and I have been together so much, and that's the invasion of the United States. But when you look at this as a whole, when you sit back, Randy Taylor, and other people sit back and say, wait a second, you got the southern border issue, you got Chinese troops in civilian clothes coming into the United States. You got them fixing on using weapons against against the citizens. You got Illinois saying, hey, you're illegal, no problem, you can be a cop. And they're the ones that are going to come after us. It's not going to be your next door neighbor who, was a cop. All of this ties together. And if we don't do something like you're saying, if we don't do something soon, we're not going to have anything.
I don't care if they're dinner with their wife and their kids. So what? I want the little kid to look at daddy and go, daddy, what did you do wrong? I'm sick and tired of this crap. And ladies and gentlemen, we can't just let them get away with this. I'm not advocating violence. Never have I advocated violence on the show.
Nope.
Don't do it. Okay? And I won't. If it's time to turn violent, you'll know that. Only you and your maker know that. I can't call that ball. That's between you and your maker. If I decide, that's between me and my maker. Okay? Because ultimately I have to answer to him. But if you really, folks, I really want you to go and read the article. It's like a novel posing as an article.
No, it's a novella, that's for sure.
And thank God for my friend Doug, who edits it for me, because my fingers are so numb, I have a hard time just typing. I don't write. I type, and I have a hard time doing just that. And a lot of spelling errors and more grammatical errors, not so much the spelling.
A few wayward characters in there, like, what the heck is that? But that's right.
But he's known me for years. He knows what I'm trying to say. And he's the only person I would ever trust with total re-edit. You know, if he sees something he's changed, he changes it. And by golly, I've always looked at it and said, you know what? That's a good point. I trust him wholeheartedly with that. But read the article, please. It's basically a history of the, as far back as I can trace, in history of the New World Order.
Well, let me just, because people are going to say, well, you know, it started May 1st, 1776. Look, we get that, okay? But we're talking about the contemporary.
Organized. We're talking about organized.
You can go back to the Tower of Babel, for crying out loud. Or biblical times. But you've got to select the time. And I think you did so appropriately. And one thing about the article, I did not tell you this off air. But when you wrote about the 60s and the assassinations, It was during that time period, and I have studied this, that MK Ultra and the transhumanism began. Okay, now transhumanism is the religion of the globalists, and the transgenderism, which actually began when you in the 60s. Now you do not reference this, but if this is kind of icing on that part of the article, there, transhumanism is really the is an intelligence operation to lay the foundation for transhumanism. So transgenderism is an intelligence operation that lays the groundwork for transhumanism. Okay, and we are right now, by the way, speaking that we are in an AI arms race with China and other countries. So when you read that article, kind of keep those points in the back of your mind. And by the way, this is, I'm just going to toss this out there and let it dangle. If you're believing in Elon Musk as a savior, I might be looking at Elon Musk as anything but, in fact, maybe the opposite. But that's just, when you read the article, keep all of those in the back of your mind. But that's at HagmanPI.com by Randy Taylor, and he did a good job. I think I put the quote up, one quote that he had up on top. I think it's extremely important for everyone to read and to understand what he was saying. Go ahead, sir.
It was basically trying to distraction to cover an event.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're good at that, man. They're so good at that. And I traced it back to 1945, you know, and just start there. And the reason I did that is because that's more recent history that the average person reading the article is familiar with. Okay, so, yeah, as Doug said, we can go back to the Tower of Babel.
Yeah,
Noah's Ark.
Well, why don't you start in 1913 when the, yeah. You know, look, yeah. People get it. People.
We're trying to pin it down because we know the problem today really centers around the United Nations.
Yes.
That's what really was, to me, was the Pandora's box.
And for most of what we're facing today. Yeah.
You know, and go ahead, Doug.
No, you made a great point on that. And how did Donald Trump treat the UN? Oh, he wanted the UN the hell off of our land.
Abolished. Yep, yeah. Get out of here. He would have canceled their lease. The other thing I didn't realize, he went to Davos.
Oh, yeah.
To the World Economic Forum. I went back and watched his speech. It's no wonder they hate him. It's no wonder, because he basically sat there in Davos and said to all you socialists and you people that think you're going to run the world.
Exactly. That's
and the man, listen, you can say a lot of things about him, and maybe he's a little crude, maybe he's a little crass. I don't give a damn. Okay. We got to be crude and crass. Okay, I'll tell you right now what's coming. And if we can get this man into power and we can get Congress off their asses, that's the key. Congress has got to back him 110% without fail. And we need to put the fear of God into Congress as citizens. We need to make them aware that you will do what you're supposed to do, or you will not have this job. This has to be reiterated to these clowns, because Trump doesn't have a whole lot of time. And one of the first things I want them to do is I want them to expand that 8-year rule as a president to each term. So Trump can be in there for 8 years. That's the first thing. There's an awful lot of work to do in 4. The other thing, I want to see overnight, I swear, when Trump goes into office the next morning, there should be mass arrest. I'm talking legal arrest. I'm not talking about Nazi style or anything like that. I'm talking legal arrest. And if you base anything about what this clown act we've been witnessing from DOJ, legitimate arrest should be easy to spot. Okay, but I'm talking fear of God. We've got a lot of runaway federal judges. We've got runaway prosecutors. Things are so... When you sit here and you talk about what's going on in the United States, it's like a movie. It's like a crappy movie.
Yeah.
You never would I have dreamed this as a child. If I had thought this, I would have never went in the military. I would have never backed this country.
And was it a different military back then, though?
Absolutely. I don't know what's going on today, brother.
But you know what? I mean, I would say this, and I don't mean to overtalk you. I think the best of our military ended with World War II. Okay.
Yes.
That's my belief, and I believe that a lot of young men were drafted or signed up for the Vietnam War, the Vietnam conflict, but the Vietnam War, not realizing that they were pawns in the globalist chess game.
Yep. And we look at that. We look at really what bothers me the most: is the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
And how many soldiers we lost in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned
to further the New World Order. And please, I want you to read the article.
Yeah,
people, that should be commonplace at every table in the United States. Every family table should understand what the Arab Spring was and what it was about and what it was supposed to accomplish and why Russia's the bad guy. Russia is against the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. They're against the New World Order. That is why they're amassing right now and all to go to war with Russia. They think they're going to destroy Russia and then run wild. Russia is not the boogeyman.
No.
They are not. They're one of the things that saved Syria and Assad, President Assad. And, you know, if you really do your research, there's an amazing amount of Christians in Syria.
Oh, yes.
Christianity is not persecuted as they would have you believe in Syria. Anti-Assad forces will persecute a Christian, but the government does not persecute Christians. Okay?
Good point.
I'm just telling you.
Yep.
There is. Russia's going to get pushed into a war. And here's the thing. I don't have a beef with Russia, but unfortunately, when they fire a nuke over this way, they don't realize that I'm sitting here. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to be the collateral damage at that point. That's why they want to go to war with Russia. Absolutely. I'm telling you, know it in your heart. Russia's against the New World Order, and they're one of the biggest stumbling blocks besides Syria and Iran.
I think Putin is perhaps standing in the way of launching any tactical nukes, but I think he's going to lose his ability to stand in the way of the military, the Russian military, if another drone strike hits.
And the thing is, here's what will happen. We'll go to war with Russia. We'll be sitting here on the show saying, you know, Putin's not a bad guy, and then they'll want to arrest us for treason.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? This is such a... Listen, our justice system's in trouble. It's in serious trouble. And that's why I'm there's going to come a point when people are just going to say, the hell with the system. We're going to take care of this on our own. And when that happens, the government's going to bellyache, cry, and call everybody terrorists and this and that and the other thing. We got a couple of things we do need to do. First of all, at every opportunity, patriots need to separate themselves from white supremacists and neo-Nazis. Every opportunity, no matter what. If nothing else is said for the events that day, it needs to be clear that the patriots in the United States have nothing to do with white supremacists.
Nope.
Not cool with that. Got to get that clear because they're using that as a big excuse. That's a big paintbrush for them to cover everything up with. You've got to destroy that.
We got a minute left. Okay. So
I'm sorry.
No. I think it's my fault. But we got a minute left, less than that now. Come back with me tomorrow. By the way, it's Steve Quayle's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Steve. Folks, send an email. Happy birthday, Steve. Absolutely. Yeah. And listen, folks, I want to remind you again, Agman Coffee.
There you go.
You've got 3 days. Listen, you get it in K-Cups, too. Personally, the beans, this isn't ground, beans is the better deal as far as I'm concerned, okay? But the K-Cups are great for the person on the fly. Ladies and gentlemen, you got... The least, the middle, and then the stuff that Doug drinks, the Max. Okay? And listen, you're doing good. You're helping Hagman, the Hagman team here. The other thing is you're helping children.
That's true.
A good portion of this goes to children.
All right, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you guys. I love all our listeners.
As do I. God bless, folks. Good day.
God bless you.